Toxic people are those people that always leave us feeling bad about ourselves. When we've been around them, we feel low. And when they've spent time with us, we just feel like we're not good enough, or we get angry, or we get sad, or just meh. And it might be that other people think they're lovely and you're their only target. Either way, they aren't good for our mental health and well-being. We need to understand why toxic relationships are damaging to our mental health and well-being. Now, our self-worth and self-esteem is so important to our mental health. The better our self-esteem, the more resilient and robust we can be. Now, toxic people can damage our self-worth and our self-esteem. They can make us feel like we are the problem and that we are unlovable and that we are wrong and we aren't good enough. And when the toxic person is supposed to be part of our support network, it can really increase its negative effect on us. We may bottle up our emotions rather than talk about them, as we're worried about the response, and this isn't healthy. The toxic person can make you feel you're incapable, that everything is your fault, and you can lose hope. This then has a knock-on physical effect. We know so much about how stress chemicals have a negative impact on us physically. If we can't relax because of a toxic relationship, we can't heal, and there are many health implications. To a certain element, how toxic someone is in the eye of the beholder, whoever they're toxic to. But there are common characteristics. This isn't a checklist, just common traits. And someone might actually just be toxic for you and not other people. That's normal. Toxic people often lie and manipulate you to get what they want. They're not afraid to use emotional blackmail to benefit themselves without consideration of you. They can act as if they're entitled to more from you in some way, and that their needs are greater than yours. Apologies are rare and often fake, such as, "Oh, well, I'm really sorry you felt that way," rather than, "I'm really sorry I made you feel that way." They're rarely able to take responsibility for their actions. And being around toxic people is emotionally draining. You feel exhausted, like you have to be on guard all the time. And they may say things like, "Oh, well, I only hurt you because I want what's best for you." Or it's, you know, to motivate you to be better. There's usually a lot of drama around toxic people. Everything's a big deal. But they aren't interested in changing or stopping for the drama. They will talk a lot, but actually be very bad at listening. They will only listen to tell you what they think you should do or how it's worse for them. Criticism, yeah, we all have some criticism, but with toxic people, it's often destructive, that's meant to hurt and not be helpful. Maybe using passive aggressive behavior, such as the silent treatment, or disguising an insult as a compliment. I know some people are very good at that. "Oh, Sam, I love how you don't mind that you're fat. It just doesn't bother you." "Yeah, thanks." Generally, any behaviour that belittles you, undermines you, or completely ignores your wants or desires can be toxic, particularly long term. Manipulative behaviour preying on your conscience. Now, toxic work colleagues can present a little differently, but the effect is still draining and demotivating. Behaviours in work can include constantly talking about you behind your back, refusing to share information with you that you need to know to do your job, excluding you from meetings. "Oh, I forgot to invite you, sorry." They may show off something that they can better do than you, especially if it's something you struggle with. Passive aggressive behaviour, the silent treatment, the laughing out loud with others and excluding whilst looking over you. I hate that one. So how can you deal with toxic people? The quick fix: cut that person out of your life and never speak to them again. However, that's not realistic for many of us and can lead us to feeling guilty and take a long time to come to terms with. However, if it's right for you, then do it. I've done it, and actually life becomes easier. Other than cutting them off completely, you basically have two choices. Well, actually three, because carrying on as you are is a choice, but I'm saying two alternatives. changing either the relationship with the person or changing how you think about it so it doesn't affect you. Okay, let's start with the first one. Changing the relationship is about setting boundaries and reinforcing those boundaries, letting it be known what is acceptable to you and what is unacceptable. Start by telling yourself that your feelings and emotions are just as important as theirs, and you're not being horrible to them if you say how you're feeling. You're allowed to. Your mental health is just as important as anyone else's. Your emotions are just as important as anyone else's. Practice what you want to say and then say it. Tell them how you feel using I statements. I feel this way when you behave that way. I would prefer it if you said that instead. I feel unappreciated and uncared for, which I'm sure isn't your intention, but that's how you make me feel. I understand you believe you're motivating me, but you're hurting me. Now, if they say it's tough or they won't change or it's your problem, then tell them that's a shame, but you're not going to keep going on as it is, and maybe you'll see them less. Remain calm as possible and don't be surprised if initially they don't react like, oh, okay. They may need time to think about it. Take a step back. Don't try to feel guilty. Don't engage in any passive agreements, passive aggressive silent treatment. If they repeat the same behaviours, then repeat your original statement so that they know that you are serious. If the toxic relationship is with a work colleague, that can be slightly different. By all means, have a conversation using I statements, because you can't tell me how I'm feeling is wrong. But there are other forms of toxicity. If a toxic employee is gossiping, then excuse yourself from the conversation or answer with positive news. Refuse to discuss office politics. Say it's something you're not comfortable talking about. Perhaps discuss the issues with your line manager and maybe take some sort of action, such as employee education or get somebody else involved. So what if you can't change the situation? Someone doesn't respect your boundaries, and the bottom line is the only behaviour we can actually control is our own. So first of all, you need to take time to think about whether this boundary is negotiable. Is it actually really important, or is it something that isn't important enough for you to not see them? Or is it something that you could do something about? Okay. If it's not something you can do something about, or that you decide that it is a hard boundary, but you can't change it, then you need to think about how am I going to change it so it doesn't affect me? Now, this is hard because a lot of people think, well, it's hurting me, Sam. How can I do that? It's actually not as difficult as you think. I'm asking you to change your perception of their behavior and see that it's not actually about you. How people treat you is a reflection of them and not you. Particularly useful for things you can't avoid. But when some toxic people are like that, I ask myself, why are they like that? What pressures are they under? Or what are their goals with their emotions? A lot of the time, people are in pain and they want to inflict their pain on other people. It's actually not about you. The key is to remind yourself a lot that their toxicity is about them and nothing to do with you. They cannot or will not change who they are, but you could change how you think about them. It's not about you not being good enough. It's about them not feeling good enough. So, I accept that I will never receive their approval because they're unable to say positive things about me. And that's fine. Not everybody's going to like me. If they want to be hurtful to others to make themselves feel better, even though it doesn't work, crack on. I'm not taking it personally. I actually feel really sad for people who treat others badly because I just think it's not nice. It says a lot about who you are. Now, I can do this quite well. I know that not everybody's going to like me. And sometimes when people say nasty things to me, I'm like, oh, but I process it. When I'm low on resilience, I do take it personally, but not for long. I process the thought and I reframe the toxic statement. It's not about me. This is who I am. I'm a good person and your pain isn't going to influence mine. Sometimes I visualize myself in a glass bubble and the toxicity is bouncing off. I'm making the right responses like a robot, but in my head I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. As soon as you feel in control of a toxic relationship, it has less impact on you, if that makes sense. It's less toxic. So either set boundaries, reduce contact, or change how you think about it to retain the control of yourself and be able to remain calm. The Attached CBT Act worksheet is designed to help you with this. Thank you for listening, and remember, you are amazing.